AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Charges have been filed after a driver rammed his car into a crowd outside of a Los Angeles nightclub.
Los Angeles County District Attorney Nathan Hochman announced charges against 29-year-old Fernando Ramirez on Tuesday in what's alleged to be a deliberate car crash over the weekend that hurt 37 people.
37 counts of attempted murder and 37 counts of assault with a deadly weapon, the deadly weapon being the car.
Ramirez was later found to have been shot in the lower back.
He is accused of intentionally driving his car onto the sidewalk near the Vermont Hollywood, a popular venue.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald.
It is truly a miracle that nobody was killed that night.
The suspect has a criminal history, including an aggravated battery conviction in 2019, and records show he had domestic violence and drunken driving cases pending. Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump has announced a trade deal with Japan.
It's a great deal for everybody.
President Trump telling Republican lawmakers at the White House Tuesday night.
I just signed the largest trade deal in history. I think maybe the largest deal in history with Japan.
The framework places a 15% import tax on Japanese goods, a meaningful drop from the 25% rate Trump had said he would impose starting August 1st. Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba acknowledged the agreement, saying it will benefit both countries. Trump's announcement came hours after he struck a deal with Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. That would impose a tariff of 19% on Filipino goods, while American-made products would face no import taxes. And Trump told lawmakers,
"We have Europe coming in tomorrow and the next day. We have some other ones coming in. We're doing things that have never been done in this country before, and our country is becoming very rich again."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Health officials say Israeli airstrikes overnight have killed 25 people across Gaza. This is AP News. A tennis icon has become the oldest woman to win on the WTA Tour in 21 years.
Venus Williams has become the oldest woman to win a tour-level singles match since Martina Navratilova. Williams delivered some of her familiar big serves and ground strokes at age 45 while beating Peyton Stearns, a player who is 22 years younger, by a 6-3, 6-4 score on Tuesday at the DC Open. Navratilova was 47 in 2004 when she won for the final time. The former number one ranked Williams had not played an official singles match since March 2024 in Miami, missing time while having surgery to remove uterine fibroids. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Archaeologists have identified a 250-year-old shipwreck uncovered on a remote Scottish island. Research shows it's an 18th century naval warship called the Earl of Chatham. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.